Welcome to this episode of the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Our campaign is conducted by the lore master himself, Kyle.
Roll initiative!
Yeah, you know what? I would say that you probably shouldn't eat human flesh.
Our adventurers include Steven as the ancient Earth Genasi barbarian, Petrilus.
Time is cruel. Do you have any non-dirty magic? Zargon has delved this realm into madness.
Matt, as the absent-minded gnome warlock, Sparkershire of Bryn.
Are there any small creatures in the area?
As I slide right into the opening, I go, poison spray.
Luke, as the scholarly firbolg cleric, Burke.
I see that you are a magic user. I couldn't help but notice a great amount of magic that's pouring off your body. I report directly to Thor.
Lindsay, as the loquacious tabaxi sorcerer, Flowered Cliffs, a.k.a. Flora.
I'm curious about a lot of topics. The cat god walks among us. I lost my soul. I feel as though my life is a quest.
Eric, as the zealous Asimar fighter, Jackie.
Who's sleeping? Snoozy. Snoozy.
Watch a master. So I'm gonna try to shove this guy. Did you learn anything?
Join us in our journey to unveil the mystery that is the Horde of the Dragon Queen.
Adventure!
That was good.
Is he done?
No, but look what I did. He's got a base now. So he won't fall over, and I gave you yellow hair. I didn't know if you wanted yellow hair.
His hair was supposed to be...
I don't know. It'll take me 2 seconds to...
You said dirty black.
Is that what he said?
That is what he said.
I'm sorry. He did say dirty black.
Yeah, man. He
didn't know what that meant, so...
This needs to be in the like blooper section or something.
But this is the reason why I don't like Reaper Minis. Look at the front of his body. It looks like all the paint has been ripped off. He's not been tumbled around and thrown around. It's just a simple, like, a couple times it's been touched, and he loses all his paint. I mean, look at it.
He laid on hands too much.
There's nothing different from him.
Terrible.
Look at my guy. I painted him. I've handled him just as much as you, but nothing's coming off of him. It's something to do with Reaper Minis. It will not hold the paint.
It's sticky. Plastic.
So, I think they make them specifically for the type of paint that they sell.
Yeah.
And as soon as you have a problem, you're like, this doesn't stay. Oh, well, you got to buy our paint set.
Yeah.
$4 figures.
Well, no, it just irritates me because to make him right, I had to paint him, not touch him at all, finish him, and then spray him several times, and you hate the mat because it puts that weird grittiness on it.
Well, grittiness is better than
no paint
coming off.
My skin's falling off. What's happening?
At least you're not a ghost.
Yeah. When are you painting her again? You know we're gonna paint her?
I would love to. Don't know when that's gonna happen.
What are you doing tomorrow?
She looks awesome.
Taylor Swift!
What?
You're doing what?
I'm going to a concert.
but you don't want me to paint her, correct?
You're going to see Taylor Swift.
I figured you did. Mm-hmm.
You might see my coworker there.
Kyle,
his name is Joe.
It's at Ohio Stadium. Yeah. There's going to be thousands of people there.
You might see somebody you know there.
I know, it's just funny because he's obsessed.
It is kind of funny. I hope he's obsessed in a good way.
Is he in the snake pit?
Is he in a snake pit?
VIP, bro.
Yeah, the snake pit.
Oh, that's how they call it?
Yeah.
That's what she calls it. Yeah. So that makes sense.
I thought you were talking about...
an actual snake pit?
Well, Jared's character jumped into a pit of dinosaurs, so that's where my mind went.
He's VIP.
his paladin jumped into a pit of dinosaurs to save a murderer.
Very impractical.
That he doesn't know was a murderer. His character.
Didn't his paladin die?
That was his paladin.
Mm-hmm.
He died in the dinosaur pit.
And then he got all mad at me when I gave him like 10 chances to get out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and you still gave him dodge after he passed out.
I tried my best. I was trying.
I know. We were like healing him from a distance.
It was just meant to be.
It was meant to be because he like crit missed like three times in a row or something.
Yeah, he was meant to die. All right, are we ready? Sound check. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh. Buckle my shoe.
Are we recording? Mm-hmm. Oh, Eric, whatever you did with the Out of the Abyss podcast, that was the best it's ever been. The last one. You didn't do anything different with it.
Like the sound quality?
Yeah, the sound quality was amazing. I just listened to the last one. It was perfect. There was no ups and downs. Everything was mellow.
Everything with the last one was I did all four of those together, so they all four did the same process.
Well, I didn't listen to the other ones yet, but I listened to the last. I'm just saying, from where it was before, I don't know what's different, but this one is like perfect.
It might have been a tad bit louder, and when I'm doing the equalizer, I'm moving it so it's not cutting out too much bass, because before it seemed like it was cutting out some of the deeper stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing major.
It was great.
Well, I did have to change the compression settings because I had to change them for another project. So I had to like fix it and redo it. So I guess the compression setting changes.
Don't change it anymore. Leave it that way forever.
Save it as a profile and use it exclusively.
Yes.
Okay. I have it written down.
Okay. Mark that.
Yeah. Settings, don't change.
Did you guys hear about that?
Well, I'm sure you did.
That giant mega complex that they're putting in.
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen for a long time.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean they're supposed to start on it this year?
Not happening.
Oh yeah, you know from the government standpoint.
We control all that. It's not happening for a while.
You control all that.
You control it, make it happen.
Yep. Yeah, come on, push it through.
I would love to have it pushed through, but
why?
Because I'd love to go down there. But.
Well, it's going to be perfect for the kids, and they're going to be old by the time it's done.
Boom!
Kyle was thinking.
No.
More traffic.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that, among other things.
Well, they're going to redo the exit or something.
Yeah, when it goes under, like they're just going to turn into a casino, so then we'll be fine.
It probably will be a casino.
I'll guarantee it will. Yeah, it's not going to happen for a while. The plans that they showed everyone at the press release, that's all they have. They have no architectural, nothing done. They just have a piece of paper with boxes on it. Hmm. And they think they're going to start building. They're insane.
If they throw enough money at it, they can do anything.
They don't have any money.
That's like a
they're asking billion, us for money.
A couple billion, right?
That's true.
Billions. They don't even have it.
Yeah, I don't see how they have it. They can't even pave the roads half the time.
Well, it's not ODOT.
You think the county is putting that in?
Oh, it's state?
It's a company. It's a corporation. Whoever owns it.
It's Blue Venture Holdings
or something.
Whoever
wants to build the amusement park.
All right, let's start. Brooke's ready. I want to get my 1600
experience
tonight.
All right.
It's okay, Eric.
I would have
said so.
Brook is ready.
That's not my forte. I'm okay.
Brook.
What?
Brook is
what are you saying?
It is ready to be level 5. Previously on the Scandalous 6 D&D podcast, our adventurers set out on the caravan northward in search of more answers to the cults of the dragon. Little did they know they left Sparker. Well, they don't know where Sparker is. Unbeknownst to them, he has gone ahead of them, following the leader and her posse. He has been captured and bound and gagged. We will find out what happens to him later. But the group set out on the road after Burke saw a mistreating of a horse. He threw a nobleman off the horse, and then was promptly
charm to run away by an unseen wizard. Confronting the wizard and his companions later that night, again, was put in his place.
And disappeared.
It is now the morning. They press onward. Will they finally get to their goal?
Act like nothing happened.
I give the mage a note saying, please teach me that spell.
So what? When is it now?
So.
What, I
can't read it. What is this word?
Scar.
That word.
Formed.
Just read it.
This word and this word and this word.
Not so secret when you have to say it out loud.
Shh. Did we sleep on the wagon?
Oh, you guys were camping.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
That's when he approached. Yeah. Okay, so it's the morning time. This has only been like the first couple days that the caravan has been out. You know that the cult has at least 3 wagons with drivers. And there's at least 12 other wagons with other groups of people. Your employer, his name is Archrony. He's a human, sells furs. You've met who she has renamed herself to Pinky, a female gnome. And the noble person and his bodyguards are so far mostly the only people that you've talked to on the way. So it is morning time and they're packing up. You just got done eating breakfast and they are ready to head out.
So we got a full rest.
Mm-hmm.
I eat a ration for breakfast.
Your employer will give you breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Better.
Otherwise, you should talk that long.
Yeah. I
get a long rest.
Mm-hmm.
Not a full.
What? Mm-hmm. A long rest is a full rest.
Isn't
it?
No.
Full rest does all hit dice. That's about the only difference.
Well, what's a full rest? I don't understand.
It's just a nap. Full rest resets everything.
Oh.
A long rest just does the half hit dice like it's supposed to. That's a long rest.
I gotcha.
I quickly help pack everything up.
You what?
I help pack everything up.
You critically help?
I quickly.
Oh. So you roll for it?
Critically help.
But that too.
I like to critically assist.
Okay.
I'm nursing my one arm. As I'm eating my food.
Okay. Some of the people that you see as you're eating dinner, you see a guy who. How tall are you, bro?
7'6".
7'6".
Is that how tall you are?
I'm over 7 foot. I just don't know. 7'5".
Okay.
250 pounds.
You see a human that looks just as tall as you.
Whoa!
Bing.
It's Goliath.
Oh, I should play basketball.
Flora, you also see a merchant. You see a merchant eating breakfast with some fellow people. He looks like he's on a debate team at the moment, and he's drinking, and he's debating something, very strong opinions, but behind him, this is what catches your eye, his wagon has cages, and in the cages are exotic-looking birds. They're all making bird sounds and whatnot.
I'd beeline it to those birds.
You'd be all, you okay?
Yeah.
Bird line it.
B stands for birds. Birds line it.
What do you do when you get there?
I look at the birds. I try to play with them in their cages. But not in a threatening way.
There's birds of all different types and colors. Eventually he sees you looking at the birds. Hello there, can I help you?
He's
a human, by the way.
I was just looking at your wonderful birds here. These are beautiful.
Ah, yes, indeed. I'm hauling them to the very lucrative markets in Waterseed. The nobles there will pay a fortune for a bird like this. These.
Oh, how much are they?
If you have to ask, they're probably too much.
Oh. Could I play with one of the birds?
Heavens no. This is valuable cargo, not some pet. Well, not yet, anyways.
Do they do anything interesting, or are they just normal birds?
Many of them can be trained, yes, but, all I do is sell them as exotic-looking pets, but the nobles, it's up to them what they do. But yes, many of them do go on to train the birds. Here, can I pour you a drink? And he starts pouring you a drink.
Of course.
Whoa.
Thank you. I chug it.
Can you lap it up?
No.
What brings you to this caravan?
My group and I were traveling north to Watersteep.
Ah, I am also going to Watersteep.
We are on the trail of a dragon.
A dragon, you say?
Yes.
I hope it doesn't come around here.
Well, if it did, it'd make our journey a lot easier.
Well, it depends on what type of dragon it is, I suppose.
Seems kind of destructive.
Oh, yes, well, that wouldn't be good.
Well, I mean, if it came to us, we wouldn't have to go any further, and we'd be where we needed to be.
Well, that might be good for you, but not for any of us.
Well, dragons are such magical creatures. I mean, they're practically big birds. You should be very interested in them. Do you sell dragons, too?
I did sell a pseudo-dragon once.
Oh, I've seen a pseudo-dragon before. It belonged to a small gnome who was not very polite.
Well, maybe I sold it to him.
Probably.
I don't remember who I sold it to. It was a long time ago.
Somebody named Droop.
Yes. You looked at me like you were about to say something.
I just want to make you nervous.
Okay. So you guys start heading out. And one of you at least probably thinks about Sparker at some point right now, about now. Thinks to maybe mention that to the others.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. I'm sitting there trying to cast something in my hand, but nothing happens. And I'm getting frustrated.
I walk up to the group. Stuff. I got it.
It's not a big deal. I mean, 9 out of 10 for walks. Happens to everybody.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
I burst in. Are you guys just like in a campsite?
Oh, you guys are starting
to walk. Okay. Friends! Did you know that Sparkershire is loaded? He bought a pseudo-dragon from a very expensive bird salesman.
Bought a dragon from a bird salesman?
I mean, I assume so. He sells really fancy birds, but he won't let me play with them
but he said he sold a pseudo-dragon, and Sparkershire has a pseudo-dragon, and I don't see any other pseudo-dragons around here.
Such a small world.
Right?
Bird!
My voice is deeper.
Why must you do that? I don't understand.
I believe that the creature Sparker has is created, manifested through magic. I don't think he purchased him.
Well, that guy told me he sold a pseudo-dragon to somebody, and that somebody was Sparker.
Have you been drinking?
I don't know what you're talking about, but yes.
He's a salesman. He's telling you whatever you want to hear.
No, he didn't. I wanted to play with a bird, and he wouldn't let me play with the bird.
You'd probably eat it.
I'm surprised you're awake right now.
Flora, I'm happy to see you. I was curious if last night you saw the mage that I had an argument with. Did you happen to get a glimpse of the spell that he used? I'm having trouble replicating it.
The spell to make you run away?
No. I understand command just fine. I'm speaking of the one that dismissed my lightning bolt.
Did you saw it, right?
That they were all. I got them all, and I brought them with me.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it.
Oh.
You
saw it.
You saw it.
The one that canceled my lightning bolt. It dismissed it. I don't understand what is going on. The only thing that comes to my mind is my studies. When I pull out my book and I start flipping through, it had to do with countering spells.
I disguise myself as Burke, and I pull out a book and I flip through it, and I'm like, well, magic is very fickle. I could do many, many things with many, many methods. I close it and I'm like, I do not know.
Xanathar's Guide to Everything has rules for identifying a spell. So if you could, please make an arcana check.
Well, there.
I'm a scholar as well, so.
I'm a cloistered scholar.
Feature is my researcher. When you attempt to learn or recall any piece of lore, you have information, you know exactly what it is or where to obtain it.
That's not lore, but so close. Now, if Sparker happened to ask you about the Dark Essence, you know, that might come in handy.
Arcana?
Mm-hmm.
15.
Yeah, you don't know what it was.
Well, they're discussing magic and disguising themselves. I get really uncomfortable. Just, like, look up at this guy.
You look up at the sky?
Yeah. Try to ignore it.
When you look up at the sky, you see what looks to be like two large eagles kind of circling above you.
Does it look out of the ordinary? Like bigger, like airplane-sized eagles?
Why don't you try and... why don't you roll a nature check?
Nature check.
I will get to the bottom of the spell and I will figure it out. It will come in handy.
I will assist you 13. If need be. And I turn back into myself.
Yeah, I mean they're pretty high above you, and they just look like they're eagles to you.
Two eagles. They're circling or just flying straight?
They're circling.
Okay. I point up and I go, friends, yonder there are eagles flying around. Do you see?
Yeah. I just go back to my book.
Do they normally circle like that? In pairs?
I'm not sure.
Maybe they're protecting us.
Maybe.
Scouting. Can be many things.
Oh. Thought it was interesting.
We'll keep an eye on
how far away did he say they were?
The eels?
Yeah.
I like how astute you are.
Thanks.
So not within 30 feet?
No.
I like how stout you are.
Not that close.
We need to be aware. Doing a fine job.
Kyle, I know that Xanathar said that there's that stuff, but...
He whispers so the mic can't hear you.
It's like the whole point of my character's background is all he did was study spells.
Oh, well, you should have picked something that could identify spells better.
I can't.
Like,
clerics, clerics can't identify it, or okay. He would have it.
Oh, okay, there. Bookmark. Whispering.
cut whispers.
Well, it would have helped him if the spell was in his class, too, as well.
Okay.
But it wasn't.
Because I'm making, like, a giant list of every spell that I've ever seen. Okay.
There's a specific DC that I missed.
Come back. Don't cut.
But...
No, cut.
Every spell I've ever seen.
Stop cutting.
But maybe
three,
if you see it again.
Two. One.
Okay. Thanks, man.
I try to find the guys from last night. The wizard. And whoever was with him.
Yeah, you can find them. It's not a huge group of people.
Excuse?
They're riding on... Yeah, the guy is riding on his horse. With two more horses with his bodyguards.
I walk next to his horse. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes?
I just wanted to apologize for my friend last night. We consider ourselves the good guys, and we are here simply trying to do a job. Things got out of hand, and it shouldn't have. I don't believe you're to blame.
That's good to hear. What kind of job you doing?
We are simply here watching this caravan, protecting it, while we're making our way to...
Watersdeep.
Watersdeep. I almost said Blundelstone. Is that the other one?
Blundelstone.
What? I keep mixing the two.
That's a musical stick.
Oh.
It's like 5 miles away.
You just made up a word.
Yes.
You're walking, you said?
Yeah.
Do any of you have mounts?
Mounts? No.
Nope.
Okay.
But I'm sitting on the passenger seat.
I mean, I wanted a giraffe.
That's the guy's bodyguard.
Giraffe, yeah.
Very specific request.
I wanted to see up high.
They don't exist in this world.
Yes, they do. I looked it up.
What, giraffes?
Yeah. They're a monster. I don't know if they're a mount.
Whoa.
The PC term is creature.
Don't let it happen again. I prefer to just go about our own business. Whoops the horse.
Whoa, is he trying to get away from me?
He's just being mean.
Yeah. Speed up!
I move faster.
Just while I'm running.
I'm pretty in shape, so whatever. Yeah, we'll make sure it doesn't happen again. To the best of my ability, I can't control the man, but... What is your job, then, if you asked for ours? I thought we were all here for the same reason.
No, my business is my own. I am a noble, sir.
And why are you escorting this caravan?
I am not escorting it. I'm going to Watersdeep.
Is there something...
For my own reason.
Is there something on this caravan that is yours that you're protecting? Or do you have any association with this caravan at all?
I don't know any of these people. Just...
So why don't you go ahead instead of staying here with the caravan?
Well, it's a long journey, a very dangerous long journey, and safety in numbers, right?
That's true. You seem very powerful, though. They're that big of dangers up ahead?
There could be anything.
Well, if we run into any dangers, I will be there to fight by your side.
Okay, well, thank you. He seems strained to say it.
I stop running and kind of go back to the regular, normal pace.
Okay. He slows down after you, like, get away from him.
Get away from me.
Best friends.
Oh, man.
Just trying to figure out these guys.
I was going to say, I already apologized on behalf of Burke last time.
It's my turn now.
They seem very noble. They didn't hurt them.
Oh, they seemed noble. Mm-hmm. They only said they're noble.
Well,
multiple times.
There's a difference between like being noble and acting noble.
Hair was noble.
I'm using the same hand gestures that he used, and I keep trying to do the spell.
Are you still nursing your arm?
Yes.
What happened to your arm?
I can mend that. Can I mend that? Your arm. Does mend work that way?
I forget.
Mm-hmm. I sort of pull up my arm a little bit, and it's got like a big slash through it. And it's like all like a big scar.
From what? Okay.
Never mind. The lightning?
The lightning?
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I've been corrected by a deity. I should not have done what I did.
Don't use magic to heal that.
No, it's a reminder of my failure. It won't happen again.
Good.
I could put your skin back together, but it won't.
No. Yes, it has to heal naturally. That's how you become stronger.
Well, it would still have to heal on its own. I can't heal anything. I could just mend it.
Like stitches?
Yes. But not heal.
I don't think it'd be wise to mend this. I need it to remind me not to wander off the path.
Like the red dot in the middle of your
forehead. It will heal in time.
Okay.
In time for what? Jeez. You all see him,
didn't that didn't translate.
I'm getting frustrated.
Don't let the magic cloud your mind.
It's not the magic that I want. It's the ability to stop the magic that I want.
What the opposite of magic? Anti-magic.
Well, don't you
I will
need...
break the secret.
How do you know you're not stopping magic right now? There's no magic happening.
There's no magic. So
magic is always happening, King Statue. It flows through us and within us.
I don't like that.
The cultists are part of a greater evil, and I believe that they're using dark magic to summon something beyond your understanding, and I must be able to abolish the magic in time.
Oh, I understand it.
That is why I asked you, Flora, if you knew anything about this spell. I believe that it will be a great asset to us if we can discover it. With time, I will figure it out.
It doesn't matter. They have dark magic. It's not really a thing. We'll fight it with light magic, and I cast light on your nose.
It's not bad.
I blush because she had to touch my nose. So I'm like, please don't touch my nose. And then I touch my nose and turn it off.
I shrug and walk away.
Go back to my book. Getting frustrated again. I like how we pick the same cantrips.
I also have like.
Do you really?
Yeah.
We're gonna make something so bright.
We couldn't have just, you know, spread it out. Mm-hmm. And got some good stuff. No, we have to all have a light.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all turn our noses on light right now.
Let's all cast light on the same
thing. You guys are nerds.
Let's all cast light on Bert.
You mean Petrolus?
Well, yeah, Petrolus.
Yeah.
That would not work very well. He'd get very upset.
Very upset.
We'll cast it on the back of him. He'll never know.
Wow. You guys are bullies now. He's a funny old guy.
Archimere. And that is the name of the employer.
Artinius or something.
Archmini.
Archimere. That's what I wrote down.
I wrote Archmini.
It's Archmini.
Archmini.
That's what I keep hearing.
Archmini.
Rennie.
Archrennie.
Rennie.
Well, actually, it's Akron.
What?
It's
can I see how it's spelled?
A-C-H- R-E-N-Y.
Akrini? Akrini?
Akrini. Akrini.
His last name's even worse.
Are we about to water deep yet? I'm already getting tired.
Oh, man. Well, you joined the wrong here, man.
Like one day out of 4 months.
Basically, dang it.
Yeah,
and
basically.
I wanted to teleport, and everyone's like,
the
no.
The trip is 750 miles. And we've gone about 50.
Well, I guess this would give me plenty of time to figure out this new spell. I start writing my book again. Thank you.
You're welcome. Just then.
What?
We teleport.
Airplane.
You see a swoop, and a guy that was previously on a horse just goes picked
was
off.
The noble guy?
Was it the noble?
No,
because then I'll just start laughing.
No, it wasn't. But you look up, yeah, he disappears, and you look up and you're surprised. You look up to see a giant bird swooping out of the sky.
Is giant.
How big is it?
It's
like an airplane.
No, not that big.
Pause. Rolling initiative and fixing mic.
Remember when I had a plan to teleport us to Watersdeep and none of you wanted to do it?
Yeah, because we gotta focus on the cult.
Yeah, we gotta focus on the cult.
We could have had a whole adventure and came back and been ready for him.
This is my caravan. What are you doing here?
You're on my caravan.
Yeah,
we would have never met Pinky.
Yeah, my teleporter.
You wanted to teleport? I wanted to go with him.
So one guy's gone and he's just gone.
Oh, we
picked him up and
yep.
And he's gone.
Yep. Do you have like a wagon or something? Is.
Can we a wagon? I do, but it's got a whole bunch of stuff all over it from the other campaign.
This will be our way.
There you go. A boat.
A boat.
I'm on a boat.
Whoa, where are Logan and Grace?
Huh? They went to Cragmaw Castle straight after the cave.
I almost told Logan to watch out for the owlbear. I forgot to tell him.
Grace just looked at me and Soldar said, let's go back to the city and I'll pay you and we'll go back to Cragmaw afterwards. And Grace looked at Soldar and said, friends are more important than stuff. I have to get Gundred.
That's amazing. Like, inspiration.
I was like, okay, well, if that's what you want to do, that's fine.
That's sweet.
Roll initiative.
You should podcast that one.
Wow. Yeah, right. Critical!
Kids play D&D.
I got a...
A critical, but I got a 19.
you got a 19. Okay.
I got a 20.
Whoa.
What? My critical didn't even beat you.
You got a 2? Oh, man. We tied.
And I even got a critical over at my ear out.
Well, then you go first, and I'll go second. But you're not first.
I know I'm not.
Stephen's first.
So this is the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
Oh, my goodness. What is
what?
That?
It's a horse.
I befriend it.
Get a horse out. There's two horses right over here. Right
there. It's a horse.
Sildar took them back to the town.
If that was real, I was gonna tame it.
Find them.
Do those exist here? Can I get one of those?
A demon goat.
they do. They're below.
Can I befriend it?
Well, I don't think that one you would want to.
I mean, I probably.
I watched
could.
One get there.
So.
I haven't started the podcast yet. You're spoiling everything.
That was episode one.
So yeah, it's episode one.
You wouldn't get there. You would have missed it anyway.
So, you guys were a little bit ahead because you followed Mr. Noble a little bit.
Am I still drunk?
No, you're not drunk. But you are surprised because you weren't paying attention. You're prone.
I'm in the wagon, right? Okay. I'm frustrated.
Lounging.
So one guy that's near you just gets, just taken off, and then, like, flung, like, 100 feet in the air.
Was that the bird making that noise, or the guy?
This is a bird.
So he was thrown, though.
Yeah.
So it's not... like take him away to eat him or something.
Well,
like
you can't really tell if he was dropped or if he was just thrown.
Okay.
This one right here is attacking
Snoozy.
Snoozy. He looks up just in time and it's like full on like dive bombing him. And the brief glimpse that you catch, you see like a like almost like a lion snake type head, and it's got antlers on its head, and it's got razor sharp fangs sticking out of its mouth.
Whoa.
It's huge. So it's dive bombing you.
You better roll out of the way.
What's your AC, by the way?
19.
Okay.
You have a 19. I have a 19. I have sweet armor.
Oh, I have a shield. Does that do anything?
It grabs.
Yeah, don't want to cast spells.
It attacks you with its talons. Doing 9 damage. Then it tries and bites at you.
No.
Doing 8 more damage.
Wow.
And with the momentum of the dive bomb, it does 5 more damage to you.
What?
Snoozy!
It's a 19. Easy peasy.
Like it was nothing.
And it takes back off into the air. 30 feet.
Is it a good opportunity?
No.
What? So it's 30 feet in the air?
Yeah.
There it is.
Thank you. The other one is 2 right now.
And he's the other one's that close.
Yeah.
30 feet up.
Yeah. So that was their surprise round, so top of the order.
I look around to see if there are any wagons that are transporting like weapons.
Everything's mostly in boxes and crates.
Nothing's out about?
The birds.
Birds aren't weapons.
The next wagon is, you know, probably 60 feet behind you, at least.
I run over to Snoozy. And I grip my maul with both hands. And I ready an attack if he comes within range. The bird, I mean.
Okay.
I just realized I don't have rope.
You gonna lasso it? next.
It would be me. I'm
with what?
19. Oh, 19, yeah. Sorry.
19, okay. I'm writing it down so I don't have to keep asking.
I heard the bird and I'm like, oh, I slam my book
Everybody's
shut.
Everybody's heard.
I slam my book shut. Put it back in my bag.
About the what?
Pseudo dragon.
And I sit up, half my movement, and I kind of go, well, what's going on?
What's going on?
And I don't do anything else. I just look. I guess my action would be to perceive. I'm trying to look to see what in the world's going on.
Did Snoozy yell or anything?
I don't know. Did he?
I'm using my action to look to see what's going on.
Can I use my reaction to tell him?
You look up and you see these two large birds in the air that are like. I mean, their body is as big as you are.
They look pretty scary.
Oh, yeah. They look super scary. I mean, their eyes are practically glowing red.
Spiritual weapon can't float, can it? Even though it says it's you create a floating spiritual weapon.
I don't know. What's it say?
Just says within range.
So, yeah.
I would say it could.
You can move the weapon up to 20 feet.
I would say it could go in any. I could say it could fly, probably.
I'll create.
Let's see.
Since I already used my action to look around, I'm like, oh, like. What?
You can roll a nature check.
For what?
What
is that? With advantage.
For what?
Because I said so.
13.
Yeah, you don't know what they are. Is that with advantage?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't know what they are.
My nature is not good. As
a fur blog.
I told you. That's the backstory. For a reason. I cast it right upon the one that took the other dude.
I thought you said you looked at your action.
Bonus action to do this.
Okay.
It's a bonus action. And then I roll for damage. 17, 18, 19, plus...
Wait, it's a bonus action to cast this spell?
Yep. Last 1 minute. So I got a 23.
To do what?
To hit it. With the... It's not an axe. It's an actual hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Thor's hammer.
Cool.
23?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it hits.
For 10 damage.
Whoa! Keep that in.
And then I hop down the thing and look at it.
Hmm. Okay.
I do not have my hammer out because it's a semantic spell.
He even says, and Thor for his hammer in the spell. Force damage? It's force damage.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing, yeah.
That's what it says.
Mm-hmm. Force damage.
Okay.
And that's it. I jumped out of the wagon.
Who else?
Who's next? 19.
Me.
4.
So, how high up is it?
30 feet.
So, you probably hit it. I'm gonna cast Ray of Sickness on the one that attacked Snoozy.
Okay.
Don't barf on me.
Make a ranged spell attack.
She's using it.
Oh, wait. On. Okay, on hit.
Oh, no. It was bad.
8. I rolled a 2.
It goes off in a different direction.
And lands on the noble. Sickness all across his face.
Yeah, I don't know why I cast it.
He.
Yes.
Why? Can you attack with it? Everywhere?
Yeah, I can.
So, what's the problem?
Can you move it?
I should have done sacred bonus action. Sacred lightning.
Should have worked out.
Nothing is sacred here.
In Pokemon, it would have been super effective.
Who's next?
In Pokemon.
2.
A Line 2. Is good against flying. A 2 is next.
Here's a 2.
Here's
it's me.
Roll again.
Oh my goodness.
16.
Uh-oh.
You go ahead.
Whoa, look at you, Snoozy.
I start going through my Dungeoneer's pack, and I pull out my rope, and as my action, I just...
That is your action.
That's my action, just to grab it? I thought it was a free action.
Well, you said, is it on the outside of the pack?
Yeah, I think it says that in the description.
Yeah.
It's on the outside.
Don't normal people keep ropes on the outside?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what I would do.
Person?
Okay, continue your description.
I'm fashioning into a noose.
Whoa.
Okay.
Not a lasso.
That's
going to
take
straight noose.
That's going to take.
Noose is actually really easy.
I know you got hurt, but it's not that bad.
It's going to take you like 2 rounds to make.
You got to wrap it around.
A noose, you just make an S and then wrap around twice and pull it through and it's done.
Yeah.
He's made.
Should we be concerned that you don't?
I've actually made a lot of nooses.
It's okay. Jared pulled the string out of his hoodie and made a noose out of it.
Yeah, he did. You should know that. Kyle, didn't you get a badge for like knots or something?
Yeah, but we never taught a noose.
Yeah, I think that's
probably not on the top of the boy stuff list.
Well, they taught you wrong then. and then as a bonus action, I will use Second Wind.
Whoa, right out of the gate?
Well, you're gonna
to finish
to,
your noose.
You're going to have to... I guess you could. Wait, Second Wind. That's an action surge.
Oh.
Get his health back.
I feel like it's going to take you at least your action next round to finish it.
I mean, even if I made it into a lasso, it's going to take just as long, I'd imagine.
Why are you using a lasso?
Yeah. If you had one ready, I mean, that would be one.
No, I'm making a noose.
Okay. All
right. I got protection, right?
It's fine.
Not for me.
It'll take your action next round.
Well, it'd be cooler than just slashing it, so go ahead.
Well, it's 30 feet in the air, so you can't do that.
There you go, then I can't do anything, guys.
You're doing great.
All right.
This is exactly what happened to Riker. Things flying? What?
What's going on? Get a javelin out.
Don't have one.
What about your flag?
Your flag?
That's my sigil.
Oh.
Oh, you cast it on that one.
Yeah.
Should I cast any of them?
So there's a giant hammer in its face.
It's gonna fly and move. It's gonna go after cat. Kelly.
Cat.
Ah!
Here.
Four. So it's diving at you, dive bombing, yeah. What's your AC?
12. Oh, I was right.
It full force, like wings back, coming with its talons and beak fangs.
Dodge out of the way. Flora.
Crit.
No, but it missed the first attack. So it misses with its claws, but it bites you for 10 damage. Wait. I'm sorry. 26 damage.
What?
She's down.
26.
As it, its body also slammed into you with its full force, knocking you back 10 feet. And it starts to take off again. It's like 10 feet in the air.
Where's our, are you knocked out?
Where's our buddies at?
Yeah, where's the mage guy?
Back there.
Stupid wizards, you can't trust him.
Nope, can't.
Back at the top?
Yeah.
Oh, what about this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Steven.
I wanted to attack something.
He goes after Snoozy again.
I attack him once he's in 5 feet of me.
Okay.
With my maul. Ooh. It's gonna be a 17.
It's.
Woo! Which is 2d6 worth of damage. Seven damage, plus my strength is 10.
17 damage.
That's okay, right? 10 damage.
10 okay. damage. Wait. I don't add my proficiency to my damage.
No.
Okay. 10 damage to the bird.
He dive bombs Snoozy again. Full force. Missing with the talons, but biting him. Seven damage.
All right, I'm done.
With the miss?
Yeah. Well, it hit max damage on all his dice, so.
You're down now? No.
This isn't looking good.
Yeah, it bites him.
TPK by birds.
Yeah, two random birds. Was it the top of the order? Then it's, does it stay it's down like, there?
Yes. Yeah, it's like latched onto him, like, ah.
Snoozy.
I'm gonna take a nap.
I can't quite get you in there.
It's probably about that size, too, although it's not what that is.
There we go.
You're doing it.
Take the picture quick!
Fall.
If only it was 20 feet closer to my magic weapon. Top of the order?
Yes. Steven.
I go into a barbarian rage.
Oh, here we go.
My skin turns into solid stone.
Sorry.
Don't interrupt.
When you hit with your maul, you figure that bird skeletons are pretty weak and stuff, but this felt like hitting a tank.
What?
Its feathers almost seemed armored to you.
Armored feathers?
Yeah.
Obviously, Heralds of Dargon. That's instant. Okay, I go into my rage and I turn into stone. Living stone. And I run up to him and I attack recklessly with my maul over top of my head.
Not too reckless.
Good thing you did.
Oh no.
Come on.
8. No, 10.
Yeah, that it does. No.
Come on, guys, I need you to stay alive.
It just bounces. So it bounces right off.
Well,
no damage.
While on attack, mystical spirits gather around me and attack the creature alongside of me.
Nice.
That's it.
Luke.
I saw the. The bird, creature, lion, snake thing fly by me. So I turn, and I see this guy, I'm like, ah! And I walk around here.
Just so you know, the picture on the right is what it looks like.
Oh, look at that.
How do you get the picture on the left?
I come around the wagon side, and I see that Flora's down, and I see that Snoozy is in trouble, and I put my hand up, and I look down at my scar, and I cast aid on you three.
All three of us?
Yeah. You guys all will get 5 points of health, and your hit point maximum goes up by 5 for 8 hours.
Nice.
Even me, I'm far away.
Yeah, even you. Well, actually, sorry. I'm going to have to come over here. Crap. So I'll still have 5 feet. I really wanted to get back to that monster.
Does your weapon disappear?
I haven't even got my weapon out.
No,
oh, no. If it doesn't, it disappear.
What's its range?
I run back.
60?
60.
What?
But I don't think it matters. And then it's going to move 20 feet as a bonus action. And I run back to the beast, and you guys are both up, or awake now at least. There goes a bunch of my spell slots. Oh, Flora. To your feet.
Why don't you roll a nature check?
A nature check. Nope. 13.
Advantage?
Yeah. I'm telling you, nature, he's not a nature guy. He doesn't care about nature. Other than horses.
Yep, so
horses.
Flora.
Ooh, what happened?
15 movement, that's what happened.
Oh, hold on. Okay, never mind. It was an action dish.
Are the birds close to each other or no?
No, they're that far away. The one is 10 feet there, ish.
Yeah, the one that knocked me down, I'm gonna cast Shatter on.
Nice.
With Tides of Chaos.
What?
Gain advantage on one attack roll, ability check, or saving throw. Regain after long rest, or DM can immediately make me roll mild magic to get it back.
Mm-hmm. It gives them disadvantage?
No, I have advantage. So...
Once you use Shatter.
It's a 10-foot radius sphere from the point that I make within 60 feet. So I'm
it'll
casting
only hit it. So.
Yeah, I'm only casting it on it.
Oh, using the box!
Don't fail me, box.
Oh, no way. I don't even think I have to. Each creature...
Yeah, it's just a saving throw.
Yeah, a constitution saving throw.
Oh.
You got a 14.
That's my spell save. So on a failed...
Half damage.
Half the damage, so 3d8. Thanks.
Wow. What'd you get?
Uh-oh.
Oh, I got an 8. Face. 9... 15. So half of 15.
Seven.
Wait,
never mind. I'm petrified.
7 damage.
Wait, so my Tides of Chaos did nothing?
No, because you have to do a spell that.
That's why I asked about it.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to use that.
Okay, I did not use
that. But why didn't you go ahead and roll to see if you. Roll on your table.
Yeah, I keep forgetting this. Where are we trying to have that?
He's not the Eyes of Chaos?
Yeah, he's not.
No, he's not Wild Man.
He's not Wild Man.
Yeah.
He's got some weird special name.
He's a
Storm Sorcerer, yeah. It's amazing, too.
Is he at roll one?
I know. I want to roll one all the time.
No, that is sweet.
You do it anytime you roll, you do a spell, or just when I say?
It's any time I cast a spell level 1 or higher. Okay. Or, like, when you make me on certain things, like the Tides of Chaos.
Okay. So, snoozing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're awake inside its beak!
Yeah, it's like... just tearing into you.
I'm doing it.
Cut its throat open. Oh. You're in its mouth.
Why don't you roll nature check? Wait, are you trained in nature? By any chance?
I mean, he should have advantage because he's really close to it.
I am not proficient in nature, no.
Okay, never mind.
I mean, I lived out my nature. That should be enough, right? Hate nature.
I'm a cat, and I'm not proficient in it either.
I will.
An indoor cat.
Indoor cat.
I will. Go ahead and just stab it with the longsword.
Are you okay? You're on the ground, right now.
Okay. He thought he's in his beak.
He was just
It's like on top of him. Like,
oh, okay. Mm.
You're prone.
I stand up. And then I attack
him. Anyway, half his paint.
Yep. Half his what?
Paint. Turn the bird's mouth.
I got an 11.
Nope.
Give us some more.
Laura, I think we're the only ones that are hurting after.
I use.
It took me 2 spells to do it.
I use Action Surge as a bonus time. Action
Surge. That's when you should have used Titus.
I know.
I stab him with the longsword again for 16.
It hits.
Woohoo! You're doing it.
Stab for a whopping 4 damage. And I will use.
4 damage.
Yeah. I will use a true. No, he's down the ground. Precision strike for another 5. So 9 damage.
It's like a Swiss Army knife.
That's it.
Okay. You two also feel like his feathers are unnaturally armored.
Unnaturally?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like it's like almost not exactly like metal feathers, but like
magic feathers.
Yeah.
Ah,
sort of.
You mean Ka?
That was the 2, so it's their turn.
So he's gonna attack you. They're snoozing.
Oh shoot!
There goes those 5 health.
Crap!
And I keep wasting all my turns trying to save.
Well, you did damage though.
Not man. Man.
You did more than I did.
I did some damage to him, too.
I'm chipping away.
Crossed off the wrong one. Alright, it's marking health off the wrong one. I got it now. Okay. So, yeah. He attacks you again with his beak. He hits. And...
Hold on. He has disadvantage. Because my ghostly companions are hindering him from attacking.
Well, the second roll I rolled was a 1, so... Nice. He drops you out of his beak.
Woo!
But then he attacks with his talons. And he misses that, too.
Way to go.
Yeah.
MVP, Petrolis.
Petropolis lives on.
He's frustrated and he takes off into the air again.
Opportunity attacks. No. He probably ignores him.
He totally ignores opportunity attacks.
He has flyby.
How high did he go?
50 feet in the air.
Of course he did.
Before he goes,
make me.
I use a superiority die to do repost.
What? Didn't you already use one this turn?
I can use them.
Oh, it's on his turn.
Yeah. When a creature misses you with a melee attack, I use my reaction, which I have not used yet. I will expend the die to make a melee weapon attack.
Okay.
Don't fail us.
Snoozy. I will never fail you. 8.
Nope.
And
it takes off.
I will never fail you.
You're not used to countering attack a beak and claws. That's the problem. The other one flies at Flora again. Attacks her.
Flora.
They're ruthless. Move it towards her. It rolled double twos.
No, it did not.
Yeah. Misses you.
What?
It misses you.
Is it staying in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Why is no one helping us? Yeah, nobody's
helping us. It's like gnashing its teeth and
this has been
his claw.
12 seconds.
Be here by now.
They'd be getting ready. They're like, what in the world's going on? Okay. It's back to the top, so.
I get out a spear and I throw it at the creature.
Whoa. Make sure you keep attacking.
Wow. Yeah.
doing
well. I got a 8.
Nope.
Okay. that's my turn.
Oh my goodness.
I keep an eye on my spear to see where it lands.
It's a noble.
I've had quite enough of this.
And my spiritual weapon goes up. And the hammer comes down.
Mm-hmm. And the hammer comes down.
18.
Hits.
10 more damage. Force damage.
Nice.
And then, as I said, I've had enough of this. My arm starts to glow. And,
Oh, like Thor.
The scar starts to glow, and then I just...
Like Harry Potter.
And a lightning bolt comes out of my arm, straight towards the beast.
Lightning bolt? What?
Rolled a 20. Not that. Just 20.
20, not that.
20, not that.
This was at a level 2, so it'll be 5.
Man, 10 damage on a bonus action.
5d6. 8, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 radiant damage.
Didn't you roll an 8 and then a 6? You said 11.
I can't roll an 8 on a d6.
No, I mean, like,
why is it radiant?
It was 8.
It's lightning damage, yeah.
No, this one's radiant damage. The one was the cantrip I made lightning.
I thought this was like, this is guiding bolt.
This is guiding
bolt. Okay.
He's like fried. And he falls down to the ground.
I told you I had quite enough of this.
Then I turn. Save you for. I just start charging and going, and start banging my shield. Trying to get its attention away from Flora.
Okay. I too bang my shield.
Makes no
like. It's real tough and angry.
That was my last second spell slot. I did the best I could, guys.
I got it now.
Take care of it.
I know what to do.
Flora.
I cast Ray of Sickness this time with Tides of Chaos.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
Now I actually have advantage.
Oh, yep. Is it 5 feet?
It's right next to her.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know Bless was within 30 feet.
Is it going to hit you, too?
Just because I touched you this morning.
Well, no, I'm in melee.
Oh. So, take away the second roll, I guess.
I rolled a 19 on the first one.
Oh, I got a smile.
25.
25.
Get him. Make him barf all over you.
Yeah. Regurgitate.
2d8.
It's like point blank in the face.
7. 10.
and make a constitution saving throw.
10 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Poison damage?
Yep.
Let's see if you also throw up.
14.
No.
Oh, all
right, you're not poisoned until your next turn.
But once the next turn comes around.
Roll a 12.
Oh, Burke, you're so sweet.
All right, Snoozy.
I don't think I can get off. I cannot.
I cannot. I run at him, banging my shield and going, whoa.
That's right. Distracted. It's got hearing sense. That's the only way you can see.
Hearing sense?
Tremor sense.
Bird has tremor sense.
It doesn't know how to do anything else.
Just flies.
It's going off echolocation. The sound waves will mess it up.
I can't do anything. All right. Yeah, I just run that way, like...
Oh, what, you mean with your pole arm?
I'm going to help.
I'm coming to help, guys! What did
you say? You said you cast...
You gonna dodge or anything?
Shatter and racing.
Mm-hmm. I know how to play this game, Steve.
Okay. You have... You can ready in action.
Oh.
Not witness.
I will... I will take the... yeah, dodge action.
That's the first time I've cast it.
Okay. It attacks Hera, again.
No.
Sorry, every time I think, I have to think about it consciously.
People drink well.
I tried Flora.
Could be a drinking game. How many times does he, say Hera?
Crit miss on the first attack.
Woo.
But then it hits you on the second attack. For 7 damage.
Just enough.
Oh, is it?
Well, I have 5.
I only have 5.
How long does your 5 extra max health?
It lasts 8 hours, so pretty much all day.
It flies 60 feet into the air.
That's pretty frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Actually, no.
Am I the only one that can hit something out of range?
It's not gonna. It's not gonna fly. Is this gonna,
it's not gonna fly.
Jump on top of her body? It looks like it kind of grabs her in her talon, in its talons.
Grapples her? That's not very good. Okay.
And it goes at the rest of you coming out.
Grapples and grapples.
It's like, and you see a row of sharp fangs in its mouth.
I wouldn't be scared if it didn't sound like that. That's better.
I run to grab my spear that landed 30 feet away from me.
What?
You're so productive.
Okay.
Woo! I can get it. Where is it? It's over here?
Yeah.
Well, you threw it up in the air, 50 feet in the air.
Yeah, like that.
Oh.
Is that the trajectory?
Yeah. He was doing the arrow, shooting an arrow up there and see who can stay there the longest.
So I won't be able to reach it if I try to grab it.
Wait up, guys. I'm just going to get my spear back.
Can I have the same, please? I dash 30 feet, and then I go an additional 30. Oh, I go the 30 feet.
Okay.
And I run past it.
Okay. So it opportunity attacks you.
Yes.
What?
Okay. Gotta keep it.
All right. As it
I can't attack.
As you're charging it, it attacks you, tries to bite you. What's your AC?
14.
Okay, hits you.
It's a
4. Oh.
30 damage.
12 damage.
12 damage?
Mm-hmm.
It's piercing, I assume?
Yeah.
My stone resists it, so I take 6 damage.
Very nice.
And then I run the rest of my
past it again.
Back to it.
Okay.
Next to it.
Was you hoping it would drop Flora and just...
No. His rage.
Yeah. Oh. And I get attacked, I would have lost my rage.
Smart.
Sort of.
Yeah, just depends on how much damage you take.
I charge it, and I specifically try to strike at the talons that are holding onto her to try to damage and
maybe okay, break so a disadvantage?
Grapple. Yep, with my Warhammer. 19 and 11, but hold on. I'll use my Channel Divinity to make it a 21.
Nice, okay.
And I'll do 6 damage, just normal damage. And I strike at the talons that are trying to hold on to her. You will not take my friend.
You hit it, and it seems to reverberate like you're hitting an iron pole. But not quite that bad. But
my arm hurts.
But it does let go of her and kind of steps just back off of her and like.
Seeing how that my magic weapon is over 60 feet away, then there's no chance of it making there. I will use War Priest to attack again.
Nice.
As a bonus action, but only roll a 13.
It hits!
What? For 6 more damage. Then I hold my shield up. Try to hunker down over Flora. To try to just stay there.
Okay, Flora.
Sire.
Don't you do a saving throw?
Yeah, just don't crit miss.
Oh, where's your chaotic?
Just don't crit miss. I don't have it. I got
19. Ooh, she almost got up.
Ooh. 18?
19.
19. Ooh, I like it. I dismiss this thing. Let's go.
Okay.
I run up to it and attack it with a longsword. 14.
Hits.
7 damage.
Bing. Okay. Yeah, and you feel the same thing.
Then with my shield, I'll use a bonus action and try to shove the creature 5 feet.
Ooh.
Okay.
Try free. You can use a bonus action to try to shove a creature, so it's just, I guess it just uses the shove. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what?
Oh,
Whatever the shove.
It's the same as grapple.
Mechanic.
So strength.
My strength.
Against either its dex or its strength.
I got rolled an 11.
A critical mist!
Whoa!
Boonk! It tripped over Flora as you pushed it.
So they get opportunity attacks because it's pushed out of the way?
What? No.
What?
It has to be on your own, out of your own will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How does it?
Because that has been abused in previous editions.
Oh, that's the whole reason I took the whole thing.
That was nice.
Well, it's still not prone. Oh, but it goes after you, so no, that's
you,
not good at all.
When you shove something, you can push it back 5 feet, or you're not confirmed.
Yeah, but this feet only lets me shove it.
Yeah, so and shoving lets you do one of those 2 things.
Oh. You're shoving away, or you're shoving
So I can either
down,
shove,
I
or I can
even
push,
down.
Push down. Shove or push down.
Okay.
That's a little better, because then I'll be down on the ground. It's a little better than that.
Shoving a creature... either knock it prone or push it away from you.
Oh, knock it prone. We'll all get bonus attacks then.
Yeah.
Although he said it doesn't. Hmm? He doesn't take. We can't take reactions. Opportunity attack.
Right, but if it's your turn before his.
No, so. It's its turn right now.
Yeah, it's its turn.
It gets to its feet and it takes off.
flies away.
It takes off into the sky.
So half movement, yeah. So how high is it?
30 feet.
Okay.
All right, I'll
take. Well, it dashes, so it goes another
30 feet.
So it's 80.
60 feet. Yeah, so it's 90 feet.
90 here. Feet up.
I could get it if I was awake.
Someone resuscitate. Resuscitator.
So.
Yes, that's exactly what's gonna happen.
Petrels.
Your turn. Petrels.
My turn.
Throw spear 90 feet in the air.
Straight up.
Straight up. This way I won't have to go run
what
and catch
you
him.
Doing, you fool?
You have to dodge
away. I just run away.
He just looks up at it.
I made a stone.
I drop my mole on the ground. Ooh. And get out my great club.
I gave it up
today. Which is bigger than your mole.
Yeah.
He's hoping it's a bigger thing to hit.
Yeah, it's
okay, roll instead. Alright, first roll a strength roll.
Strength roll?
Yeah.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Yeah. We'll get that barbarian rage on. Ooh. Good thing we had that barbarian rage. Oh.
Okay. So it's 11.
You throw it up, but it doesn't. It barely makes it halfway.
Yeah, halfway. Watch out!
Heads up.
It's just. It's like 40.
It's gonna land on four.
It's 40. It's 40 feet in the air, and it's just like spinning as it's about to fall back down.
Yeah. Take two. Yeah, exactly.
Good try though.
Thanks. That's all I got.
So. My question is a ranged spell attack considered attack action? Because I can only use my war priest.
An attack action?
Oh, I
no,
guess I can't.
It's casting a spell.
Yeah, I guess I can't do it because you're not on the ground anyway. You are not to get away with this. And I stand up from Flora, and the glow begins in my hand once more.
The glow begins.
And I shoot another lightning bolt. Up at him.
A lightning bolt or a bolt of radiant energy?
Bolt of radiant energy.
Shaped like a lightning bolt.
18 same. Again.
It hits.
For 4d6 this time.
20 damage.
You see a flash of light in the sky, and you look away for a second, and when you look back, it's just. It's like trailing smoke and it lands like 20 feet away from you.
I want it to be like a burnt chicken, like a roast chicken.
Oh, it's definitely highly burnt and it lands in the ground. Yeah.
Does it hit the club on the way down?
Yeah. At this point, I sort of shield over top of floor as the club's coming back down. I
calculated its trajectory before I threw it.
As a barbarian, it's raging. Yeah. I will strategically throw it at a 55-degree angle at a velocity of...
The wind is moving eastward.
He didn't say he was good at it.
The though. Rotation of the Earth corresponds to the...
If I calculate the curvature... Earth? Well, I get an advantage because I'm an Earth genasi.
Ooh.
So I know all about it.
I know all of it.
I'm surprised that you got. I thought he was gonna get away. Both of them.
Is he gonna get away?
Not with.
Well,
Flora's energy.
Most things have a breaking point.
Cook the birds.
Clip yeah. their wings.
That's my turn.
So after like 30 seconds, some people like start running over to you like
30 seconds.
Is Flora dead or?
Huh?
I'm not.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead. Roll your.
Just got him back.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm fine.
Don't crit miss.
Yeah, that's the one I'm worried about.
19 again.
19 wow. again?
It's a magic dice tower.
It's only the sun.
Excuse me. And then.
I do medicine check.
I do medicine check.
Do we have a doctor here?
Is there a doctor in the house?
Does someone else on this convoy want to
You're
do
stable.
Something?
You're stable.
You stayed.
Mm-hmm. You stayed.
Oh, won't you?
For how long? Roll that
d4.
We're in a caravan. I'm not gonna waste the spell slot.
3 hours.
Case.
3.
Okay.
It's always high when you roll that.
I pick her up gently.
Gently.
Gentry.
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 You each get 225 experience.
Whoa, so close.
225. Mm-hmm. So close,
much. 1,000 more to go.
So like 30 seconds later, some people start running into you like, oh, are you guys okay?
No help to you from you. Yes, we're fine.
You're late.
What? Well, you know, we were looking out for ourselves in case they came over here.
Did you say 225?
225, yeah.
Is archery or whatever his name is.
Archery.
Archery.
Arcany. Mm-hmm. Arcany. Yeah. Arcany. Is he there?
Acarny.
I mean, he was. That's his wagon.
Acarny. Acarny.
I suggest that the strength in numbers always works when we all work together. So if this happens again, it would be nice if we had some assistance. It's hard to talk, I guess.
Would you suggest I hire more?
No, I suggest that the rest of the caravan assists us when we're fighting two large beasts.
I mean, it would have been nice, but...
I start running.
Herc?
I go over to where, never mind, I can't do that. I can't do it. I stay here.
Thor says no.
No, I don't know where the one dude was thrown.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you do.
No, I was inside, laying down, reading from doing my book.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing out a character. I thought.
Okay.
That's all I said.
I walk up to the employer.
Mm-hmm.
As my rock skin starts to fade, and I go, don't mind him. He expects everybody to be a fighter like us.
Well, you guys did well. You've definitely earned the money that I paid you. Thank you.
Would you say giant eagles like these are common?
I don't know if those were eagles. I don't know if they are or not. Actually, no. He goes over to him. Yeah. This is a Praetum. A Periton.
Periton.
Yeah. They, they're bizarre creatures that... that blends the body and wings of a bird of prey with the head of a stag. With fangs.
Are they natural creatures or conjured with magic?
Look at its shadow.
Oh, I learned the shadow. Perceive the shadow.
The shadow looks like a humanoid rather than a giant bird.
What?
Yeah, the sages, they postulate that the first Peritons were humans transformed by a hideous curse or magical experimentation.
Mm.
But the bards tell a different tale of a man whose infidelity caused his scorned wife to cut out the heart of her younger, more beautiful rival and consume it in a ritual intended to forever win her husband's heart. The ritual succeeded until the woman's villainy was exposed. She was hanged for her crime, but the lingering magic of her foul ritual caused the Karen birds that feasted on her corpses to transform into the first Praetons. If they had managed to kill you and take you away, they would have feasted on your heart and born their young out of it. This thing is made of pure evil.
I look at the, I examine the feathers, make sure they don't have magical qualities. I start casting ritual detect magic. After 10 minutes.
After 10 minutes, you don't sense anything special about the feathers.
I was gonna pluck some.
Ooh. I mean, they're not magical in the sense that there's magic flowing through them, but you think maybe they might be rare ingredients that could be used in a potion, potentially.
Mm-hmm. Sparkers don't like that.
I gather some anyway, because it irritated me that when I hit them, it didn't. It was very hard, armor-like.
It was a magical type beast.
I'm gonna make a suit out of it. Glide can be.
Ooh. I think a big headdress was feathered.
I try to grab a handful. I try to grab a handful or so of feathers.
Okay. So like 2 bushels full.
Yeah, that sounds real good.
I walk up to Akarni.
What was the name again? Feathers of what?
It's P-E-R-Y-T-O-N.
Periton.
Okay.
I walk up to him and I'm like, you and your workers sicken me.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Where are his workers?
You're my workers.
Who else? Whoever is here to protect the caravan.
You guys.
That's it?
Yeah, everybody, all the merchants hire their own.
Out of character, yeah. We're hired to protect
this one.
This one specifically, yeah.
The noble that you had to run in, he had his bodyguards. Other caravans, they have their own bodyguards. It's helpful that we're all traveling together.
Obviously it's not.
Well, you need to talk to them about it. That's wrong.
There's nothing you did wrong.
Well, it seems like you're blaming me for something.
I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming the rest of the caravan.
Does he seem like he's a fighter or just a guy who hires people?
He's a merchant.
He's just a merchant.
I mean, he's a bigger guy, but he's...
Gotcha.
He's primarily a businessman. Unruly, but still.
I walk over and touch Flora.
Cut that.
Okay.
I touch Flora and give her
Oh, he does have something.
Oh, I definitely do. I just don't want to use it. I give her 9 health. And I'm like, I wait till she opens her eyes.
She keeps them closed.
Oh.
You should have allowed her body to heal naturally. Now we'll miss out on the strength gained from overcoming such damage.
She's not sane.
She's not sane?
Sane.
I missed her company, and now she can join us.
Do as you will. I want to grab some feathers from this guy and my spear.
Okay.
I examine.
Pluck it.
Why don't you do an investigation check to try and find your spear?
I'm gonna crit again and walk into it like I did last time. Oh, thank goodness. Thought it was one. Investigation 7.
Okay. I mean, you find it pretty quickly.
Can I get some feathers from this guy?
Yeah. When you pluck them out, a new one spawns!
What?
No.
I look at Flora's hand and check to see if she still has the ring.
Yeah.
You still have the ring on? Did she take it off?
Her engagement ring.
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry that I wasn't able to protect you. Next time I will make sure that you will not be as harmed as you were this time.
Where is the bird? And it calls out.
It's a little crispy.
There's still like some steam coming off of it.
I inspect it.
It has antlers and fangs and red, lifeless eyes.
creature was not sent here by the cat god.
I would hope not.
Find out what happens when we join our heroes next time on the Scandalous Six Dungeons & Dragons podcast.